I called to somebody that doesn't believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. That's what we believe, that, you know, you have to ask Jesus into your heart, and, you know, he's the only way to heaven. Some people believe that you have to do it by works or by how many doors you knock on. I mean, Jehovah's Witnesses are a fine example of that. They believe in works. And they got it right, some, because, you know, it says in the Bible, in James, faith without works is dead. They can't go around saying, I'm a great Christian, I'm a great Christian, and then you don't do anything. But you don't take it to the extreme, like, I'm going to do this and that. And, hey, I think I may be good enough to get in heaven. We don't believe that way at all.
If you don't want, if one of your children will decide they want to become another denomination, or even, like, another religion, what would you say, like, somebody, if I want to become a Buddhist or...
Lock her in her room for 7 days. Now, I would really pray for them and ask God to show them the right way and the way that it should be. There's my children, this is how I look at it, my children are my children. And I'm their mother, and I'll always be their mother. So that gives me a certain right to tell them exactly what I think all the time. But now when they get older, they can say what, they can do whatever they want with what I say. They can say, mother said that again. It's just wired up and throw it down the toilet, you know. But I'm still going to say what I'm going to say to them. I'm going to say, you're doing something I don't think is right. I'm going to say, hey, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you thinking about this? Some parents are not, they're afraid to talk to their children that way when they're grown. They're going, oh, they're grown. I can't say anything to them. They're making any decisions. But that's still my job as a mother, and I think it's their job for me as children, if I get out of line, to say, hey, Mom, have you thought about what you've been doing? Do you not have a brain? Well, they don't. They don't have a brain in my head. But, you know, respect thing. But, I mean, we try to do it in a respectful, tasteful way, and I would be against them doing anything like that. But if they were grown and making their own decision, I would still tell them. I would be against it. I wouldn't never say, don't come to my house, don't do this, don't do that. They would always be my children. And they would always be welcome to come and visit. It wouldn't mean a break in the relationship. We may not be as close, but that's only because they believe in an entirely different way than I do. But I would still be doing that.
Divorce has been a rise in numbers lately. Does the church react in any way? Like, some religions, if you get a divorce, they want to allow you back into the church. Does the Southern Baptist Church react in any way like that?
No, they really don't. But, on the other hand, in fact, they really haven't done enough for people that are divorced. They should reach out to those people a little bit more than they do, because divorced people feel very uncomfortable in church because they don't fit really in the singles and they don't really fit for the marriage anymore. And a lot of them have children, so they feel uncomfortable in the singles, and then, but they are single, and then they're not really married, so they're kind of in an awkward situation. I really think that's why in the Bible it tells us not to divorce if all possible, to marry the right person, pray about who you're going to marry, is because God only wants the best things for us out of life. And divorce hurts so many people. Hurts the children. Hurts the people in there. But, I mean, there's always... I would never say never divorce. I would never tell my children never divorce, even though I kiddingly tell them that that's not what we want to do. But under certain circumstances, sometimes you have no choice but to divorce. But divorce has gotten so now that people used to get... It's just like the pendulum has gone the other way. People used to get divorced for anything. Men would beat their wives. Nobody would divorce, nothing. And now, it's like, hey, I've been with you 6 years and I'm sick to death of you. Let's get out of here, you know. They have no commitment to each other. So now they get divorced really, you know, on just a flip side. But also they may divorce a lot easier with this no-fault divorce, and it's easy to get divorced, you know. So it's gone both ways on that.
Today's society here in the South is highly conservative. Economically, it seems that Southern Baptists represent the upper middle classes here in the South. Would you classify yourself in that upper middle class area?
Probably. So I feel like I'm probably so. I don't know what you mean about conservative. We are conservative in a way. We're not really what you call liberal, but do you want to know what political?
Yeah.
In the South, traditionally, Democrats have been in the South. I am neither a Democrat or a Republican. I just don't believe in either party. Probably I lean more towards the Republican if you had to pick a party, but I never vote straight ticket or anything. I vote my conscience. I try to find out who's doing what, which is very hard in elections. All of it is perception, it seems like. They want to perceive to be this, perceive to be that. You put them in office, they do something entirely different. So, you know, but traditionally the South has been Democratic. But I can say it, a lot of people from the North have been down here, and the Republicans are taking over, you know. But I've never been either party. Part of either party at that.
Many Southern Baptist beliefs, such as abortion, creation, are becoming more important issues in the election of public officials. When you've chosen candidates in the past, do these things affect your decision? Like whether they were for, like, teaching creation in school and, you know, against abortion, like if they voted your views. Is that how you voted?
Yeah, maybe moral issues have always been very important to me. People, you know, against abortion. People for creation. It just seems like you hardly get any political figure to say that one way or the other. They kind of sidestep it. I hear them once, and to this one group, they sound like they're kind of like against abortion, and they get over to this group, and they kind of seem a little bit pro-abortion, you know? And then it's hard to get a straight answer out of these people. So I always look at what they believe, but more than what they believe, I look at how they live and try to see if there's any like skeletons in their closet before you get up there, because I think people can say anything they want, but you know, if you can't walk the walk, talk the talk, and that, you know, what you're saying is not much, you know. So I try to look at what they're doing.
Has there been one political figure in the past that you believe, like, represented your beliefs actually in office?
Not really. Not really.
Has there been one religious figure that has affected you in your life or influenced you?
One religious figure?
Like if you've gone to any like crusades or meetings, but one speaker or religious person influenced you?
Well, Billy Graham has really encouraged me and influenced me a lot. But again, I don't put a lot of stock in people. I put stock in God and in Jesus Christ, because people are only people. And you can't totally look up to people, no matter how good they are, how great they are, they're still going to make big mistakes. And if you put everything in your faith and you look up to this person and go, man, I want to be just like them, they're great, they're wonderful, and then they do something crazy, like in the Bible. I mean, David, it says in Psalms, he's a man after God's own heart. And then he had an affair with Bathsheba. And he had her husband killed. But, so if you look at David, you mean everybody makes mistakes. And so I think that you should always be looking up to God. Because God's the only one that's never going to let you down. Jesus is the only one that's never going to let you down. And there's another thing in the Bible, too, where Peter is walking on the water. And I try to think of it like that, because as long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he didn't go in the water. But the minute he looked away, he fell right down in the water. And that's how we are as Christians, is that if we look at people around us, they're going to let you down every time. Even the best of people do stupid things. Even the person you love and you're married to does stupid things. So if you get all wrapped up in that, and in that, you're going to be setting yourself up for a disappointment all your life. But you look at God, who never lets us down, to God who is totally in control, who is what we call him omnipotent. He knows the present, past, and future. He knows what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. He's going to get you through anything. He'll never let you down. So that's where your faith, your trust, and looking to someone needs to be. Men are just men, even the best of men. I'm sure I let people down all the time. I don't want to, but we're human, and we're going to sin, and we're going to do things that we shouldn't do. So I've never really been big into following this religious leader or following this preacher or following this. I believe God made us all equal, and I believe that we are just as good as anybody, as the richest man on earth. The poorest man is just as good as the richest man. Or I think that when it all comes and says down to the end, that's not even going to matter so much.
The past couple of decades have been marked by many cults, obscure new religions, and a rise in TV evangelists. How do you feel about these things that have come about?
About
cults, obscure new religions, and new religions.
I think that's why it's really important to pray about what you. Okay, to pray about what you believe, to know what you believe, to study the Bible. And the Bible tells you about it all the time. There's all the answers in the Bible. It says it's going to happen to a lot. People tend to think that whatever age they're living in is like the worst age. Nothing like this has ever happened. Unfortunately, you can look at history and see it's going over and over and over. People keep doing the same crazy things that they've always done. And I don't, like I said in my other answer to the question, I don't believe in following a person. I don't believe in doing that. Like that Reverend Moon, that was a big cult for a while. And the guy that Jim Jones, he took all those people down there and they killed him. So I don't believe in a person. I mean, I love my preacher and I think he's a very godly man and he would help me out a lot. But I wouldn't look at him for everything because he's not going to be everything. Only God can be everything to you.
Has the church ever commented about the TV evangelists or the new religions or the cults? Or?
Well, yeah. They've had to comment because some things are so obvious. You know, about the TV evangelists sometimes where people actually took money from people and did things like the Jim Baker thing. It's all in the news. People had to acknowledge that. We personally believe that, you know, Satan has a field day with that kind of stuff and really uses it to let a lot of people know, ha ha ha, this religious stuff isn't what it's cracked up to be. But really, again, like I said, you go back to your relationships with Jesus Christ, it's not the religion, it's the relationship that you have.
With an ever-changing world and a decreasing cultural gap, what type of future would you think the Southern Baptist religion and church will have?
Southern Baptist Church have been going through a lot of things through the conventions, like the fundamentalists and the people that are very liberal. We should be more on one accord, but even on the conventions, they're struggling against each other, you know, what they actually believe. And it's like there's some liberal ones in there, and like, so there's some more fundamentalists in there that believe you got to do it just this way. So there's lots of changes always going on. I think the world affects that too. You have a lot of preachers that, you know, done things they shouldn't have done and had divorces themselves. They, you know, people tend to put these people up on pedestals. And when they do that, and they fall down, it really hurts everybody.